Hello, hello, welcome to Anime Anonymous. I am CJ, joined by...
me, Mark, from the YouTube comments, aka Mark from CJ's chat, aka Mark from a second episode of this podcast, aka I'm sure there are a few other things.
Aka one of the best soldiers in Helldivers, let me tell you. My God, democracy. Anyway.
One of the homies.
But today we are doing a side story. So we are going to feed your addiction with a little bit of our thoughts on romance anime. Ones we like, ones we may not like. Our love hates with the genre in general. And just different things like that. But before we get into it, if you want to chat with me, and or Mark, feel free to join the Discord. The Discord is in the link tree, so you can join the Wolf Pack, chat with us, recommend your own anime. You can recommend it in the anime channel, or preferably on the Google Doc, which we have 7 already, which is really cool. So we're RC and I were already looking at it and seeing like how we're gonna kind of sort which ones. Some of them are long, so the sheet like does that. Say any try and keep them 24 episodes or under. If it's longer, we might not do the whole thing. So there are some in there that are very long, so we might do a couple episodes. Who knows? But yeah, if you want to recommend an anime, feel free. It could be an anime, you know, show, series, movie, whatever. And then also, if you're listening to us on any of your favorite podcasting networks, feel free to drop us a rating, a like. You know, 5 is appreciated, but say it with your chest. Give us feedback, etc. Now, rigmarole.
Or, you know, just say 5 anyway. Just support the homie.
But yeah, rigmarole is done. Now. All right. We can talk about romance anime, which, you know what's so funny? I didn't think of how many sub-genres of romance anime there are. Like, there's romance shows, like, romance dramas, romance, like, slice of life. Like,
yeah, they don't... I very infrequently see something that you could really say is just romance. Like, they always gotta... It's like romance is more of the mixer that you add a little bit of alcohol to. It's not straight frequently.
Yeah. True. I usually, whenever I think of romance anime, I don't know why, but I always think of immediately like slice of life, because it's usually like,
sure, yeah,
like school days or something like that. Or, well, not school days. God, that's a totally different anime. Like school life, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so I think we start off with the bad and then we round off with good, right? So I'll start off. One that is a controversial one, because I know other reviewers who really liked it. If I remember correctly, featured anime podcast, the homies, I love them to death, liked Golden Time. I absolutely hate Golden Time. It's like, and I'm being a little bit strong on it. Like, I could watch it again. I've watched it either 2 or 3 times. One by myself, and for sure 2, because Artsy and I watched it for a rating. I can't stand the main character. I can't stand Coco, who everybody like loves. I can't stand her. The person I think he should have gone with, I think her name's Linda. They just kind of write her off in such a weird way. So like, I think that was just like really bad tropes in that one, where main character is semi-oblivious and weak-willed. I just can't resonate with that. Like, I am by no means a weak-willed guy. And now I will say I did not develop my quote unquote game until like high school. Like literally one of the ways I asked a girl out in middle school, I literally went up to her and I was like, hey, I like you, so I don't know what you want to do with that information. And I walked away.
And you walked away.
Yeah, I did. I was just like, yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it worked. We started quote unquote dating. I mean, dating is not real in middle school. You see each other at school.
No.
But like,
yeah, you didn't go out to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the possum? The possum is Mark from the YouTube comments. It's
me, Saber.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the homie.
It's who I actually am.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a human in a possum in human clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, what about you? So, which ones are you like, do you have one that you off the top of your head you're just like, "Yeah, I do not like this romance anime?"
I mean, I haven't seen nearly the number that you have, so I can't really think of one that I cannot stand. Mostly when it comes to romance, there aren't ones that like I hate, but rather it's like they have elements that I do not like.
Gotcha.
That'll range from like, okay, to like, wow, that is not necessary. Let's get rid of that, please.
All right, give me an example. What you talking about?
All right. The things that tend to irk me are like, it makes sense, it's okay, but it's just not a pleasant thing. You know, like there are occasions when like the tropey thing of like the man comes to the rescue of like the girl who is being assaulted or something like that. It's like, okay, like we're gonna have this powerful moment, and I certainly enjoy a moment of like love fueled rage. Mm-hmm, like I can relate to like, yep, just put all of that how dare you into your biceps and just pulp their face because how dare they. But like, you don't need to put her through that. And like, I understand, like, depending on the storyline or depending on the environment, it's like, oh, you know, it's like it's environmental. It's like how it was, you know, in this sort of time period and nonsense like that. And it's like, yeah, okay, but like, we could have just talked about how that happens. This is one of those situations where, you know what, we can tell rather than show. I don't need to see her fearing for her life to further along the plot of they're eventually going to get in love or be in love together.
Yeah.
But the thing that I hate more than anything, and I think I brought this up when we were talking about anime tropes, I hate either incomplete or miscommunications.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, yep. Like that, it could make complete sense. And but just the notion of like, okay, you're like for example, they're listening in on someone and they run off before the conversation's over because they're just distraught on what they heard. And yeah, if they just stayed for another 2 seconds, they would have gotten a smidge more context to be like, oh, this is actually fine. But no, they have to run off at the opportune moment, and I hate it. I hate it so much. Like, it feels it is like the antithesis of good writing, in my opinion, because you are forcing conflict. You didn't make a story that it organically created this conflict. You had to sow those seeds and take good care of them, but you didn't. You just went to the store, grabbed a plant, threw it in the ground, and now we have conflict. And I gotta take a deep breath because I'm getting a little worked up now. But like, I don't like that kind of writing in my story. I want, if there is going to be situations of like, oh, it's not working out, have it be after they've had a conversation, talk to them. Like, I feel very strongly about this in real life. Like, talk to them. It's not hard.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I agree. I like, you know, one that I think did, yeah, Saber, you noticed that. One that I think did it really well was oh crap, what is it called? It just went through my head. Chivalry of a Failed Knight. There we go. Chivalry of a Failed Knight has an episode, and it's not even a full episode, it's kind of like half an episode, where they have like conflict because it's a misunderstanding, and the way they get through it is so funny, because like she thinks he's not really into her as much as she thought, because he's not like trying to do any quote unquote perverted stuff with her, and she wants to do that stuff, but then she thinks it's wrong to ask him to. Well, he's on the other side, like he doesn't want to seem lecherous to her. And so they have one meeting where she's like, "You don't even like me." He's like, "Yes, I do." And she's like, "No, you don't." He's like, "I freaking love you." She's like, "But you never try to do naughty things." And he's like, "I'm just holding myself back." She's like, "Why are we arguing?" He's like, "I have no idea."
I actually had that kind of conversation in real life with a girl that I was crushing on once. Like, she, I guess, was so accustomed to like being like dudes being very lewd with her, especially ones that she was involved with, that at one point she just straight up asked me, it's like, why don't you ever do these things? And like it felt like such a backwards question. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you're asking me why I'm not objectifying you?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of that? Like, in hindsight, I get it. I get what she's saying, and I'm sure it was like, besides whatever else was going on, I'm sure it was also a thing of like, you are not giving me the impression that you find me physically attractive. Like, I'm sure that is the impulse. But really what it sounded like was, hey, why are you not treating me like an object? And I'm standing here thinking like, that's not how this is supposed to go. That's not how you're supposed to do it. Why are you upset with me?
Yeah.
So that sort of conversation in anime, very relatable to me. That happened.
Yeah. And that's why that was so funny to me, because I was like, that makes so much sense. Before I go on, Saber asks, what about the trope of protagonist is so OP they hurt themselves, aka the Deku trope? So
is that a romance thing?
That's what I was about to say. Saber, that is for a different topic, but that is a good one. This is more,
more
purely romance. But yes, that is an annoying one.
something similar to that, though, is the situation of how one or possibly both partners are hiding something because they're trying to protect their partner.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. That's one of those tropes that irks me, but I wouldn't tell the writer to not do that, because that's one of those things, like, you're being self-destructive. You're doing it because you would rather hurt yourself than hurt them, to which I relate very strongly to. But at the same time, I, as the viewer of this content, I'm seeing this, and of course I have the third person perspective of like, clearly you shouldn't be doing this, buddy. But at the same time, like, I get it. But then again, like, in my years, I have learned, yeah, I get you not wanting to hurt them, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to find out eventually, and it could possibly hurt more because they had no idea this was going on. And it's one of those things, it's like, I don't like it, but you can go ahead. I'm just going to not be happy about it. It's just like, I'm just going to pout here and wait until eventually it blows up. And then you realize, oh, I should have had some open communication the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, like, and that's why I'm not so mad at that trope per se. Granted, I'm not a fan of it, like the communication thing, because I'm not a fan of it in real life. But
sure, yeah,
it happens all the time in real life. Communication is awful, like with couples. Like, that's why a lot of couples have issues, because they don't communicate. But flipping the script, I think another one like that. So the Chivalry of a Failed Knight was a very funny one. I think in a serious way, they did it very well with two, Horimiya and My Dress Up Darling, in different ways. So like Horimiya, they have a couple where like where Hori or no, Miyamura, he thinks like, oh, Hori is, you know, kind of too good for him. And he thinks like, oh, she might like the purple haired guy, because he knows the purple haired guy likes her. I think his name's Toru. I can't remember. And so he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to try and push them together. And Hori is like, why are you doing this? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I thought, you know, he'd be good for you. And she's like, don't you dare like think for me. You know, like she's like, don't put yourself down. Right. Like, and I loved that scene. And vice versa with My Dress Up Darling. I absolutely love My Dress Up Darling. It's very high up for a romance anime for me. And I remember when I recommended it to Featured Anime, I was like, I promise you, I said, like, when it was airing, everybody was glorifying like all the quote unquote like fan service. I told them, I was like, all the quote unquote etchiness that you see is a vehicle. It is not the focus of the anime. I was like, do not let that detract you. And they're like, okay. And then they watched it and they're like, oh, we get where CJ is coming from. She is just confident in her body. So it's not her trying to show it off. She's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you need to take measurements of me. Go ahead. Right. Like, but people were editing their shorts and stuff to make it seem like super over the top lewd. Well, there's a scene where like he helps her finish her first like outfit, and he's like, okay, well, that's it. Like, we're not friends. Like, that's it. Like, she shouldn't be seen with me. And he's kind of basically avoiding her, because I think he heard some people talking about her, talking about him and her. And she finds him, and he's like, oh, well, you know, I don't think, you know, you should really hang out with me or whatever, because, you know, what will people say? Kind of something on that lines. And she was like, why would I care? We're friends. And it squashed very quickly, because that trope of the main character or the guy feeling so down on himself, I personally can't identify with that, but I know people can. But that's one of the ones that I just hate. But the fact that they crushed it so quickly, I was like, yes, okay, now we can grow together. Like, it's not this whole half the anime is him belittling himself and not telling her and her not noticing. Because, yeah, that used to be the trope. It's like they don't feel like communicate, piggybacking off of what you were saying, communicate with each other until late. And by that time, you're like halfway through the anime. It's just like, come on, dude. Like,
it sucks. But like what you're describing sounds very familiar to like one of the cutest animes that I've seen, called My Love Story. Which,
oh, that's so sweet. I love that one.
It's so good. I haven't even actually fully watched it yet. I've just seen like so many clips and stuff, and it's like I want to watch it proper. But like, I love how at the beginning, this is like the only miscommunication that I will 100% endorse and accept, and it's only because A, very reasonable what happened, and B, they squashed it very quick. And it's that I forget everyone's name, but like the big guy, he makes the false assumption that the girl is there for his friend, which is totally reasonable. She is only showing up when he is also there. Like, when he's leaving, she is also leaving. And it's like, it's a lot of coincidental things that he's just like, oh yeah, he's cute, you know, he's a nice guy, like I understand.
Well, that's because like that's how it always happens. Like,
yeah.
So he was conditioned because, and unfortunately, that's real life. Like I knew some girls in high school that were like that. Like they would be all buddy buddy with you just to get with your friend, and then like just trash you at like behind the back, which so let me preface this. I do not like talking about myself, but I have to.
I like talking about you. Oh, sorry, like, off topic. Keep going.
But like I have to say this part to do it. So I was part of the popular people, not because I wanted to, but because I was the running back for football, right? You're going to be in the popular crew. I quickly was not in it anymore because chicks would like hang out and badmouth like another guy with me to try and be like cool. And I'm like, nah, that's I'm the wrong one for that. I've always been like, if I have something to say about you, I will, if I'm saying it behind your back, I will say it to your face, right? That my friends have always known me like that. And because of that, the in crowd did not like me anymore. And I was like, that's fine. I never wanted to be in this crowd anyway. But that's why I'm like, unfortunately, I know that. And not that guys don't necessarily do that as well, but it's a lot more, from personal experience, it was a lot more on the ladies' side that would happen. And so, like, when I saw that in my love story, that it was the girls doing it, I was like, ugh, yeah, I've been there. But thankfully, well, I guess I wouldn't know if I was on the receiving end, because obviously,
how would you know?
Yeah, I was about to say, thankfully, not on the receiving end, but I probably was after I left the crowd, right?
who's to say? I mean, I have no idea if I was ever on any of, even involved in any of those conversations, but there were occasionally moments, you know, thinking back, I was like, you know, maybe she had some sort of passing interest in me. But like, yeah, I do like that every time something like that came up in the anime, this is something like my love story feels like the only romance anime that I am aware of, that I can think of at least, that is like, it is pure and simple, it is a romance anime. Like there's no action adventure, there's not really like jokes occasionally, but there isn't really a comedy aspect to it other than just, you know, haha funny life crack at every now and then. But like every time there is this moment of like something that might be a bit tropey, it resolves that pretty quickly with something that helps to bring them further together. You know, it's the initial issue of like, oh, she doesn't actually like me, but then she gets that courage that we all wish we had in that moment. And she does it. Like, she's like, I really like you, and is bringing him cheesecake and stuff. Like there's like the time when, you know, she was getting molested at the very beginning of the show, and like he just straight up just,
oh, by the subway, the subway dude. Yes, yeah,
yes, there was also that moment, I forget, like wasn't it like an I-beam or something that was falling, and he just like tanked it. Just fell on him. This dude, isn't he a middle schooler? Like,
yeah, he's ridiculously large, and yeah, like, it's ridiculous. it's
definitely that definitely goes back into our anime tropes episode. But like, it was just like every single thing, like all those girls are making fun of him, which like, all right, like we're making some conflict and everything, and I love how she like, she's not shy about it, like she just yells at him that he is great, she thinks he's great, and she goes off to try and comfort him, and they just get a little bit closer together. But on a side note, he's not ugly, like he's a big dude, that dude,
that dude's a unit.
I would Yeah. No, I would want him to cuddle me all the time. Like, that's like, he must give the best hugs, like big old arms like that. But I do appreciate, like, every conflict that I saw was resolved with, and now we love each other just a smidge more. Like, there's none of this, like, maybe we don't need to be together. No, it's just, they just love each other, and they just keep loving each other, and it's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, it is. I would say another one that you would really like would be Horimiya.
I gotta make time for that.
Yeah. No, but I mean, hey, like, you're a busy dude, right? Yeah. we're both busy guys. I think you have what? You have three kids?
I do.
Yeah. Yes. See, I only have two, my guy. Like, ooh, good on you, bro. But like, Horimiya is definitely one of my favorite romance anime. It's probably my top three, honestly, which is saying something, because I absolutely love Toradora. I fell in love with that when I first watched it, but it is kind of annoying. Like, she is like the super sunder trope, which is kind of annoying. But I love that one. But Horimiya, just, it's so real. Like, it's just done so well. The main character, he was bullied a lot when he was younger. Mm-hmm. So he kind of is used to being by himself and not having people reach out to him. So it's like a coming out of his shell for him. And it's also the main female character. It's her basically being able to kind of be a girl, because her mom works a lot. Her family, her mom and her have a great relationship, but her mom works a lot. So basically every time she goes home, she kind of turns on mom mode, and she cleans, she cooks for her little brother, all these different things. And so it's growth in different ways for both of them. And it's just a super sweet anime, like the way they just start hanging out together, and how one of the things that resonates is that Miyamura, he tells her one time, because when she's home, she doesn't look quote unquote pretty, right? Like, she has her hair up and she's getting work done. And he says something to the effect of, I love these moments because, like, this version of you is just mine, and I would never want to share this with anyone. And this is before they're even together. Like, this is just them hanging out, and they've been hanging out for a while, but you can kind of tell, like, there's sparks there. And I was like, oh my guy, the words. I was like, that was so, that's like, there's so many moments like that where it doesn't seem tropey. It seems like this could really happen. Like, it also doesn't seem like they just were trying to write one-liners, you know? Like, that was a good one-liner, don't mean, get me wrong, but
yeah,
the like, it was, I just love that one. Yeah, like we've watched that anime, I want to say Artsy and I have probably watched it twice, and I would happily watch it again with someone else if they wanted to, because it's that good. Like, I really like that one.
I want, you know, one that I would be willing to watch again is called My Happy Marriage. My wife and I watch.
Is that the one with the manga artist, or am I confusing that? I'm probably confusing it.
I am not sure. I don't. I think it released on Netflix a couple of years ago.
I'm gonna look it up while you're talking about it.
It is a Netflix exclusive one. Allegedly, it will be getting a second season at some point. Nice. It's very nice, but there are elements of it that feel contradictory, because, like, it's definitely got some some fantasy elements to it, because on the one hand you have this romance story. The love is healing your female protagonist here, who has a very Cinderella-esque trauma upbringing. And on the other hand, you have the male protagonist who is capable of controlling and shooting out fire and lightning, and is in charge of an organization that is dedicated to defending the countryside from evil spirits and such, which they haven't seen in so long, but who knows? And coincidentally, oh, they're coming back for some reason. And it's just, it's a weird, to me, it was a weird anime, because on the one hand, you have this lovely, like, she's feeling like a person finally, and she's slowly healing from her trauma, and like, it's still there. There are still huge aspects of that trauma being there, because of course it is, but like, this affection that she has for this man that she's going to marry, like, it's a contract thing, like, she's gonna do it. Mm-hmm. But like this is healing her, and then at the same time there are like these paper spirits that he blows up because someone's using them to spy on him and trying to spy on her, and it's just the disconnect or the dichotomy of it is weird. It's one of those things that every now and then just supernatural abilities just show up and you're just suddenly reminded, they have magic powers in this. Mm-hmm. It's very enjoyable. My wife really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It's a very enjoyable anime, but it's just one of those things, like, yeah, these two things are together. I'm not sure if they go together, but it was fun to watch it. I would recommend it. I think I put it on the spreadsheet in the thing.
Okay. I was about to say, sounds like one you should recommend.
Yes. I have a couple more that I'm going to put on there when I can. but yeah, no, it felt like an example of, you can have two stories going side by side and still consider it a romance. Like, there was very much this B plot line that was, I mean, it was a B line. It was a B plot line. Like, I'm not going to claim that it was, you know, side by side completely, but like, there was this very real aspect happening in the background. But when that was not happening, you did get to see this growth with the characters, mostly with her. You know, there was, mm-hmm, a lot of growth for her to do, because she had so much trauma. But that one was very good. I like how it ended. It felt very abrupt how it ended. I won't say too much on it in case, you know, you are able to do an episode on that, in which case, bring me back. I will have plenty of things to say for it. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But that was definitely a mix. I like what was in there. I liked that if we are having a story that is going to involve the trauma and upsetting aspects of it, I like that, like, okay, we started with this trauma. We didn't have to explore, you know, in depth, like, everything that happened to her. Like, it got brought up occasionally. It has to, you know. You can't just say, yeah, she's traumatized, just go with it. You got to explore it a little bit, to my chagrin. But you know, I like that we worked on it, and yeah, we were able to get happiness. And there are also some good, I'll say, revenge moments later, for me at least.
Hey,
living vicariously through the pro tags.
I was about to say you're selling it to me.
It's good. It's fun, especially the opening to the revenge episode. It's good. So that is those. I would say, trying to stay a bit more on topic, that is an element to specifically romance that I feel is required if it's going to be at all decent. Because if you're gonna have conflicts or anything, I feel like it is very crucial to not only like not have plot holes, but also that you have created these problems, you have created this trauma, you have created this ick. You need to fix that. You made this problem. You got to fix it. You broke it. Fix it. And if the situation resolves in a that it's just still broken in some way, like I'm thinking of Violet Evergarden, for instance, like that show.
Oh, don't get me started, boy.
I might get you started. The Violet Evergarden should be mentioned in this episode. Like it. If that whole rigmarole had ended without them finding each other at the end, I think the series would have been like, it would have been fine, but it would have just felt empty. It would not have been. Now, I say this as someone who was able to watch beginning to end. I didn't have to wait for the movie to come out. Like there was no like, are they gonna find him or anything like that? Spoilers for those of you that haven't seen that episode.
Yeah, it's fine, it's whatever.
You are very right, Artsy. But yeah, like I feel like the story could have been wrapped up without her finding him. It just would not have been as good. You can't make it this much of a hole in her soul and they never found the body. Anime Tropes 101, they never found the body, not even like a pinky finger or anything. Like they never found him. Like you can't leave it as and she lived miserably ever after. No, that sucks. That sucks.
That would be the worst thing ever. That would be
the worst. Like you can't. You can give your characters as much trauma as you want. This sounds so psychotic. What I'm about to say. You can put as much trauma on people as you want, but you gotta fix it. And if you don't fix it, it sucks. Yeah. Like that to me that. That to me is like number one. If you are writing something, if you are making something, and that is not on your big conspiracy board of plot, like then you need to put that in there. You have a bad story.
I laugh because I'm looking in chat and Artsy puts miserably ever after. Don't give Disney ideas now.
That's going to be the new ride at Disney World.
I was about to say, the way some of these new Disney movies have been coming out, that have been just trash, that might be a hot take. They might look into that. So,
and they made it during the strike. They lost some good stuff during that time.
Yeah, like good stories.
But yeah, like that is my hot, not so hot take. Like you got to fix yourself. I there are stories, not necessarily in romance stories, but there are stories where like they're trying to do something artsy. You know, they're trying to do something. They're trying to do a thing and it results in the story being a downer. It's like, oh, they don't get their happy endings. Like you can do that in some scenarios. When it comes to romance, you can't do that. Like that's not the place for this. You're not allowed. I'm putting my foot down. I guess I can't. I mean, my wife was just saying, like, you can, but we're just not going to watch it. Like, it's just going to be trash. Like, you can't. Romance is not. There's a time and a place. Be appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with a lot of what you said, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. It's romance anime is, I think, just like a lot of genres, there are great ways to do it, and then there are awful ways to do it, which usually just rely purely on standard tropes. Like one trope that I hate in not hate, I severely dislike is the generic harem ask-esque part of romance anime. It's like, come on now. One, that's not realistic. And two, usually the main character is dumb. Like he doesn't notice all these girls are into him. And he's also usually like not remarkable in any way, but all of a sudden all these 20 out of 10s are just wanting to jump him. Like, I'm just like, come
They're
on,
all
dude.
In one spot.
Yeah.
They all happen to be around him. They all just happen to want to fight over just him.
Yeah.
They don't see anyone else.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. I agree. That's just, it's lazy. It's lazy writing it's lazy writing.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, like, I can see that scenario working, not in a formal romance necessarily, but like for example, there is a very ongoing stereotypical joke within like the queer women community where it's like ladies will like make out, have sex, whatever, and they'll still think like, well, I mean, does she like me? Like, does she, or I mean, we have sex, but like, I think we're just friends. Like, I feel like you could have an harem anime story where it's more of a comedy and it's situations like that. It's like, yeah, we like sleep naked together, but does she like me? I think we're just like really good friends. Like, I think you could make it a comedy, but when it's the typical harem anime situation and the guy is clueless, like usually how it's portrayed is just, it's insufferable. Like, and I think if they want to make it amusing, I think there is definitely a fine line between it being amusing and it being just frustrating to see. Because if you don't do it right, then what you have here is a bunch of the same story, the same episode a dozen times, and then the season's over and he finally figures out, maybe all those times when she shoved my face into her chest that she actually did have feelings for me. Oh, it's like, I do agree. Like, it's definitely not the thing that I hate the most, but it's definitely one of those things of like, we can do better, people. Like, we can put a smidge of effort into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's my gripe is the same with, like action ones, just as a side note, but just kind of comparing like the stereotypical trope of, oh, he got, you know, he's a past hero that gets reincarnated in the future and he's super OP and he just never loses a fight and all the girls want to jump his crotch. And the fact that I just described like 200 anime is,
yeah, which one are you mean?
Yeah, it's just disgusting. But I will say I don't think it's as prolific in romance. Like, I think, yes, you do have a lot of not good ones, but I think because romance is not one of the super top genres, thankfully, I don't think we get a boatload of bad ones.
That, yeah, there is, thankfully, you know, like, the lack of content, thankfully, breeds, like, the necessity of it needing to be good. Like, when there is already not much there, mm-hmm. possibly because people aren't willing to pay to have these anime, you know, animated and created and released. And you can't really just send something out into the ether and have it spread like you need in order to pay your bills. You know, it has to be good. And good romance is, even subpar romance is hard. It's tricky to do, just because, like, when you have something like an action series, we can all think of an action series that is mid. Like, whether you like it or not, it's mid. But there are still plenty of aspects of that are fun. Like, there, I don't think there is a single action anime out there that you couldn't find, like, a good, fun, like, fight scene or something. Like, you can get something good out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe the rest of the plot is trash, but, like, it's not hard to have a good fire, like, fight scene. You make it flashy, you make it fast, you make it hyperbolic, and you got a good fight. Like, it, the formula is not hard to figure out, but when it gets to romance, like, there isn't really anything too flashy with it. It's emotion. Like, you have to, regardless of what kind of people, what their personalities or whatever are that are in that story, it's emotion, and that all boils down to, however you're doing this, are their feelings being transferred onto you?
Yeah.
Like, we can all relate to, I need to punch someone. We can't all necessarily relate to, I would punch someone for them. It's I feel like it's a lot harder to convey those two things. We can all punch something. We don't all necessarily have that motivation of, if someone hurt them, I would take action to correct that. CJ, you and I, we know.
Yeah, but I was about to say, like, it kind of changes. Us, well, I would say I would hope it would change when you get married. If that's your feeling, good God, if it doesn't, oof.
I mean,
I don't know.
We all, I mean, everyone's different, I will say, but, like, I would say that one of the triggers of you deciding, you know what, yeah, let's make this a forever thing, is that you decide, like, oh yeah, no, what, we're going to pull up, no matter, if something happens, we're pulling up, I'm going to call my buddies, I'm going to have them help me pull up, because you don't, no, we don't. We're not going to compromise on that.
Yeah.
But, like, so for us, it would be easier, hypothetically speaking, for someone to make a romance anime for us, because we already can relate to that feeling. We have it. So they wouldn't need to put in as much effort for us to get that message. But to portray that emotion and to deliver that message in general gets a lot harder to do to a general audience, as opposed, and unless you want to just specifically target, like, this is for the married cis men, like, here you go. I mean, this is how you would feel if your wife got hurt, right?
Yeah, like, well, they have, I mean, they do have some of those, like, well, not necessarily, like, specifically about this is like getting hurt or whatever, but like I haven't watched it, but I feel like it's Yuri. Citrus, I think that's for like young girls. If I remember correctly, I don't know, because unfortunately I didn't watch it, because that came out maybe 2 years ago, and that's about when everything was happening with the kiddos. So anime was not on my radar at that time, but I knew a couple people who were telling me about it, because it's like a young girls love anime. But if I remember correctly, like the girls that are falling in love is like us, a stepsister, and like two stepsisters. All I know is I've seen one scene from it, and I thought it was hilarious, and that's why I wanted to watch it. Was this girl puts like a phone in her chest, and she has an ample, you know, chest. And the main character, at least one of the main characters, she doesn't, like, she's flat, and she tries to do it, and the phone just falls straight through her shirt and like falls onto the ground. And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. I need to watch this.
Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. But okay, yeah, like you do make a good point. Like I feel like a romance, you know, of that genre would probably hit pretty well with us, but like I don't know. Like, is what I'm saying making sense?
No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, I was mentioning Citrus just to say, like, I think they're starting, and I could be just not remembering or missing older ones about stuff like this, but I think it's starting to become a little bit more where they do targeted genres. Like Yuri and Yaoi has always been a thing. Let's not joke about it. But I think Citrus was very like mainstream, and I can't really think of like another huge mainstream one, except for maybe like what is it called? Like Banana Fish, which is another one I never watched, but I was told that's like a gay romance one. So like outside of that one, I don't really hear a lot of people talk. Like there was jokes about Free, because I think Free like hints at that, but there's no actual boy love in it. Again, I never watched Free. Like I have no idea, but I just know like Citrus 100% was like geared that way. So I think artists are doing that in the sense of, hey, you know what? I don't see really representation for this sect of group of people. Let's do that, which I would be more than happy with, because that means less stupid harem ones and like more, hey, geared. Because if you're gearing it to a group of people, my hopes are that your writing is a bit better. Now, there are other sides where you let that be the whole focus and don't have really character development, because I've seen that in like real movies and like shows. It's like where their sexuality is literally their whole shtick, like they have no character, and it's like, come on, like I want like a well-written like character, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I generally think if you go into the mindset of aiming it to a specific group, where if you want to specifically aim it to teens, or you want to specifically angle it to like young women or whatever, my hopes are that you want to give it a good story that they could resonate with.
No, that's good. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah,
I am not at all surprised that romance is not a very prolific thing that's out. Like you can throw a quarter anywhere and hit like six different action adventure.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Romance is definitely. I mean, it's pure and simple. It's just hard to do.
Well, I mean, take action itself. Like, even in action, which is obviously the biggest genre, there's very rare, which it's, I think it's seinen, which is like a girl led action one.
Yeah.
Which I actually like those. There's one, what is it called? It's like a singing one where like they sing and their singing prowess like turns into like a battle suit. I absolutely love that anime.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. Symphonic. I think it's Symphonic Gear. I think that's the name. I loved them. I swear there's like three or four seasons, and the wife would walk in. She'd be like, "Are you watching this?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, I'm watching this. Shut up. Leave me alone." Because there's one chick, hers was like a bootlegged like rock kind of thing. And I was like, "Hell yeah, I love when she transforms. She's rocking out."
It's amazing.
Oh, you unplug and plug your headset. It's doing that weird thing.
All right, yeah. Stall.
Stall. Yeah, but no, I think that's what it's called. I think we're good. Are we good? Oh, there you are. No. Okay, no, you're here. You're here. No, I saw your possum light up, but then I didn't hear you. I was like, oh no, but no, we're good.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that take two, that didn't happen. All right. But yeah, no, I mean, it is. Yeah, I don't know. It's that does sound awesome. And I need like 58 more hours in the day.
So true. So true.
But like, shoot. I don't know what else to talk about on this
subject. No, I think, like, I was about to say, I think we could wrap it up because, one, I'm going on tangents like Symfo Gear. But which just makes me think like, okay, I gotta add this to the list to review because I really liked him and the wife never fully watched it. But yeah, no, so I think we can wrap it up with this one. But what I want to say is, what I want to say is, I think I want to branch off of this topic for Artsy and I's, and I mean, shoot, if you want to join, but again, I know you're super busy. For next episode, I think we're going to do a movie because we're about to go into our busy season, which means Artsy and I have less time than normal, which is not a lot.
You just did the busy season.
Yeah. Good old accounting. It comes around every 2 weeks.
It's not a season when it's every 2 weeks.
Well, this one
complaints for your job.
Well, thankfully, this one shouldn't be as bad because last time, and then I'll shut up about this because I'm like so off topic. But like last one, we had a couple people transitioning and a couple people out, so it just made it super, super, super taxing. This one should be better because I've trained up some people. Artsy on her side has a new person that should help. So. You know, this one should be plus better. Fatheads. Yeah. But on the theme of romance, right? I did a random romance movie generator, and it's funny because this has been one of the movies that I've always heard a lot of things about. But it's called Weathering With You. It came out in 2019. I've always heard good things about it. I know it has something, I know it's romance, but has some fantasy in there. Cause if I remember correctly, the chick can like control the weather or something. I don't know. I've never watched it. Like I said, I've heard good things. So next week is going to be, Weathering With You. That's Artsy asks, that's on Prime. I don't know. Let me check. Where to watch? Yes, it is on Amazon Prime. Perfect. So yeah, that's easy. So that will be next week. But wrapping up this episode, I want to say one, thank you, Mr. Mark, for joining.
Thank you for allowing me to join.
No problem. Always happy to have the homies on. So we will see you guys next time. I always love doing these side story episodes, aka a good old ass episode, because it's just vibing and chatting about anime. So if you guys have a recommendation for a topic for us to talk about, again, hit us up and just let us know what you would like us to talk about. And I'm going to wrap it up with Artsy saying, Mark is the best of the best. Hell yeah.
Hang on. Hang on. Don't take yourselves out of the running. Nah. I'm not taking that spot yet.
We
will fight for it in the pit.
But seriously, thank you for joining. Thank everybody for listening. It's always a fun time. And we will catch you next AA meeting.
Bye.